A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night it was another late night with the fish. The second of three between the Marlins and the Mariners. The Marlins trying to even up this series at one apiece. With the recap, as always, here is our very own Glenn Geffner.
Well, tonight in Seattle, we see a Marlins victory. We almost saw some Marlins history. The Marlins took a no-hitter into the ninth inning tonight here at Safeco Field. But the no-hit bid goes by the boards with one out in the bottom of the ninth. Nonetheless, the Marlins shut out the Seattle Mariners 5-0, and they even the series up at a victory apiece. This is the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Head to Metro PCS and get your free big screen Samsung Galaxy today. Metro PCS, wireless figured out. Giovanni Gallardo got the start for the Mariners tonight. Wei-Yin Chen looking to bounce back after a rough outing last time out in Miami against the Mets. He was on the hill for the Marlins. And Miami struck first against Gallardo in the bottom half of inning number one. Three straight hits got the job done. D. Gordon, a first pitch double to start the ball game. He went to third base and a single by J.T. Realmuto. Marlins at the corners. Nobody out in the top of the first for Christian Yelich.
Kicks and deals. And a big high chopper on the infield to the right side. Gallardo waits for it to come down. There's nobody covering first base. The ball is picked up by Valencia. D. Gordon scores from third. Nobody at first to take a throw. And Yelich has an infield hit on a high chopper.
Well, the Marlins led 1-0 in the first inning. They couldn't get any more after that. Wei-Yin Chen pitched a perfect bottom of the first. Then in the top of the second, the Marlins again came out swinging against Gallardo. Derek Dietrich a single. A.J. Ellis a single. First and second, nobody out. J.T. Riddle dropped down a sacrifice bunt, getting the runners to second and third. D. Gordon then dropped a bunt down. He was thrown out by the pitcher Gallardo, 1-3. The runners held. So with two outs, the Marlins still had second and third when Gallardo let one get away.
Pitch to J.T. Shoots right to the backstop and shoots Ruiz. Does not get a good carom. Has to go back there and pick it up. And coming home from third is Derek Dietrich. On a wild pitch thrown by Giovanni Gallardo, the Marlins take a 2-0 lead.
In the bottom of the second, another perfect inning for Wei-Yin Chen. Through two innings, six up, six down on 24 pitches. In the Marlins' third, leadoff single for Christian Yelich. And with one out, up step Justin Bour. 3-1 to Bour is hammered to left. That's going to send Heredia back to the track, to the wall. Goodbye! Justin Bour with his second of the season. And the Marlins have jumped on Gallardo early tonight. They lead it 4-0 in the third. So things were looking good. Things were looking great for Chen, who pitched a perfect bottom of the third. In the fourth, he got the first two men. Guillermo Heredia to pop to second base. Mitch Haniger to ground to first. Then at the end of a 10-pitch plate appearance, he walked Robinson Cano. And the Mariners, after 3 2/3, had their first base runner in the ballgame. Nelson Cruz then bounced into a fielder's choice, ending the fourth inning. Still, the Marlins 4 and the Mariners nothing. Chen pitched a 1-2-3 fifth inning. He worked a 1-2-3 sixth inning. He was through six on 76 pitches, leading 4-0, having allowed just one base runner on that two-out walk to Cano in the fourth. In the seventh, he walked leadoff man Mitch Haniger. Haniger was erased on a Robinson Cano ground ball, a fielder's choice, 4-6, put out at second base. So Cano at first with one down when Nelson Cruz was hit by a pitch. So for the first time in the game, the Mariners had two base runners in the same inning, first and second with one out. But Chen came back to strike out Kyle Seager, and he got Taylor Motter to pop to third. He was through seven with a 4-0 lead and a no-hitter intact. However, it was a 24-pitch seventh inning, and those 24 pitches took Chen to 100 pitches through seven. When he got back to the dugout, he had a conference with Don Mattingly. He talked with Juan Nieves, and you could tell from the handshakes and the hugs that Chen was done for the night. After seven no-hit, no-run innings tonight in Seattle, he walked two, hit one, struck out a couple, threw 100 pitches, 64 strikes. So it was still a 4-0 Marlins lead. Giovanni Gallardo done after six for the Mariners, four runs on nine hits, no walks, three Ks, allowed the home run to Bour through 94 pitches, 60 strikes. In the eighth inning, leading 4-0, Brad Ziegler came out of the bullpen. Remember, Ziegler came out in the eighth inning Sunday against the Mets. Marlins took a no-hitter into the eighth inning in that ballgame at Marlins Park. Ziegler got two outs in the eighth inning Sunday. Couldn't get the third out without allowing a hit. Tonight, though, a different story. Danny Valencia, ground ball to short for out number one. Then, pinch hitter Leonis Martin with a comebacker to the pitcher for out number two. Two outs, nobody out in the eighth. A no-hitter still intact, and Brad Ziegler went after the speedy Jerrod Dyson. The 1-2 pitch coming to Dyson. Swing a little tapper, slowly hit third base side. Rojas has it, sidearms to first, and he got him on a close play. Dyson runs very well. Rojas rushed a strong, accurate throw, and we go to the ninth. The Marlins no-hitter intact. The Marlins were three outs away from their sixth ever no-hitter. In the top of the ninth, the Mariners brought Dan Altavilla into the ballgame to pitch. Miguel Rojas, who had come into the game defensively in the eighth inning, singled in his only bat in the ballgame, stole second, went to third in a throwing error by the catcher Mike Zunino. And with one out and Rojas at third base, upstepped the Sunday hero against the Mets, JT Riddle.
Here's the 2-2. A swing and a ball hit on a line hard at the right fielder. Haniger makes the catch. Tagging at third is Rojas. He will score. And JT Riddle delivers a sacrifice fly to give the Marlins a 5-0 lead in the ninth.
So we went to the bottom of the ninth. The Marlins three outs away from their sixth ever no-hit, no-run ball game. Kyle Bearclaw came on to pitch that ninth inning. He struck out the leadoff man, pinch hitter Mike Freeman, in that ninth inning. Marlins were two outs away when Bearclaw went up against Mitch Haniger.
All quiet down in the dugout. Not much, just everybody with their hands in their pockets staring at Bearclaw. A ball driven out toward right center. It is going to get down, and the no-hitter goes by the boards after 8 1/3. Digging for two is Haniger. He'll make it. It's a two-base hit, and the fans go crazy here at Safeco because Matt Haniger, the rookie, has prevented the Mariners from being shut out on a ball into the gap in right center on a pitch from Kyle Bearclaw.
For Haniger, a 12-game hitting streak. That hit broke up the no-hit bid for Miami with one out in the bottom of the ninth. Marlins bidding for the first no-hitter in Major League Baseball here in 2017. They came close on Sunday against the Mets. They came even closer tonight here in Seattle. 8 1/3 no-hit innings for Wei-Yin Chen, Brad Ziegler, and Kyle Bearclaw. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage. The official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So the no-hitter was by the boards, but the Marlins still looking to wrap up the 5-0 win tonight. Bearclaw bounced back to strike out Robinson Cano. So two outs in the bottom of the ninth. The Mariners down to their final out when Nelson Cruz stepped in against Bearclaw.
Here's the pitch, and there's a ball lined to right, and Stanton is there, and he's got it, and that ends the ball game, and the Marlins have combined to pitch a one-hit shutout against the Seattle Mariners, and they've won this game 5-0.
For the Marlins, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 5 men left. For Seattle, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error. The Mariners strand 4. Wei-Yin Chen, the winning pitcher, first Marlins pitcher to record an out in the 7th inning this year. He went 7, no hits, no runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, hit a batter, 100 pitches, right on the button, 64 strikes for Chen. He's 2-0 with the victory tonight. Giovanni Gallardo, the loser for Seattle, he falls to 0-2. Time of the game, 2 hours, 33 minutes, and a crowd of 16,126 was here to see it at Safeco Field in Seattle. Marlins with the victory are 8-6 on the season, now 1 up and 1 down on this 9-game road trip. The Mariners see their 4-game winning streak go by the boards. They fall to 6-9. They are 5-3 on their 9-game homestand.
2 of 3 in the books out in Seattle. The Marlins and the Mariners will do it one final time again this afternoon at 3:40 from Safeco Field. Fish family members, if you couldn't stay awake last night, your Fish family bonus code this morning is Space Needle. Yes, the iconic Space Needle. Out in Seattle, Washington. So the Marlins and the Mariners one final time again this afternoon. Edinson Volquez on the mound for the Marlins. King Felix, Felix Hernandez on the mound for the Seattle Mariners. First pitch scheduled for 3:40. We'll be on the air at 3:10 with Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. Come join us. This is an early start on the Marlins Radio Network.